Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh hell no!
My friend's husband went and got me my favorite croissant breakfast sandwich.
Why? Why did he do that?
That's suspicious.
Okay, how do you feel about that, guys? My friend's husband went and got me a sandwich. I don't know about that. It depends on the context. I mean, were they all at the same place and, you know, he was going to get food and he just got you something? Or was it a special trip to a store to get his wife's friend a sandwich? It sounds weird, man. I don't know. Y'all can let me know what you think below. Am I putting too much into this or are they bumping uglies on the low?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my b****. Know what I'm saying?
Or is it even true? Like, I don't know what to believe from these broads on social media. I really don't. Because they'll do anything for attention. So it could be a lie. She could be leaving certain things out. Who knows? But another question I have is, does a woman who has a TikTok name of Little Sinner have the right to really call anybody out on anything?
No!
What are you doing as a 45-year-old man on a dating app saying that you're still figuring it out? Like, what are you figuring out?
This is just so shocking. I mean, I must just be so monumentally naive.
You are.
Look, he's not still figuring anything out. He's married and he's looking for something to get his peen wet from time to time when his wife is getting on his nerves too much. That's all it is. You shouldn't still be looking for a man at 45. The men on dating apps at that age are probably going to be guys most women aren't attracted to. And the ones who women are attracted to, they're just looking for a piece of side poon. It's that fucking simple. So I don't feel bad for women, you know, over a certain age on dating apps, getting lied to, getting played, you know, getting run through the ringer, because you're still going after 5% of men. So you should be smart enough to know, like, okay, at 45, he's handsome, he got a good job, he got everything going for him. Why is he still on a dating app? You know why. It's the same reason all the other guys you let hit for the past 20 plus years were on there. To get their rocks off. And to avoid having to be around you a second more after they get their rocks off.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men.
There's plenty of guys on there genuinely looking for a partner. You want nothing to do with them, so please keep getting played and lied to.
That you're almost 50? Because I can tell you that you're unavailable and just want to sleep around.
Right.
And that you shouldn't be dating. Like, we can tell you that. You should be figuring out if you have enough in your 401k to retire in a couple years.
No, ma'am, you need to be worrying about those type of things. They got that all covered. You know what I mean? Men think about the future. You should have been thinking about that when you were 20, 21 and you still had your sexual marketplace value. You should have been figuring out then how to make it work with a decent man who willing to put up with your bullshit and pay for you when you old and ugly. So now you're a 45-year-old loser talking crap on the internet when you should be figuring out yourself how you're going to retire. And let's be honest, even if you did find a tall, successful, handsome man on Tinder who was really looking for something serious, he'd be picking something in their 20s. Not some 40-plus-year-old hag who'd been making terrible decisions her whole life.
I am roast her personally. But it's just the part of the game, man. You push it on the internet, you got to be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
Okay, for anyone who uses Hinge, guys or girls, I need to know if y'all do this sometimes. Do you ever come across someone where you're like, okay, I think they're super cute, but I don't necessarily want to waste a like on them, so I'm going to X them. But if they like me, then I'd match with them. Is that wrong? Is that crazy to do? Because I actually do that quite frequently. Because I'm like, well, he's cute, but like, what if there's an even hotter one?
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
How old do you think this woman is? I see the tattoo on the arm, so we know what type of woman this is. And she has a TikTok account. Standard, typical, modern woman. Look, a guy being hot doesn't make him good husband material. Honestly, a guy who is really hot and really tall, it's a good chance he's not going to be husband material. He's going to take advantage of being hot and tall.
You don't know that.
And if he was husband material, he's not going to pick you because you're not wife material.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
So look, if you're just swiping to get slung, then yeah, go after the hottest guys and make sure you only like the hottest guys who you think have the biggest D's.
You dingbat.
But I'm telling you, this dating game plan is not going to work out for you long term. Because you're just getting older and older and less valuable every year that goes by. And more mentally ill. Let's not forget that.
So if I'm 68 one day and asked, why'd you never get married? It's not because I'm crazy. It's not because I'm difficult to love. And I'm not committed to any of these people yet, so that's okay to do. So let me know, or let me know if I also just taught you a new hack.
Okay, I'm going to make a crazy prediction, guys. This woman here is going to be this woman here in 15 to 20 years. Bars.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. This is coming across your For You page. It is for you. So please take a moment and hear me out with an open mind.
Whatever she's into, you know.
I'm about to say something that you may not be used to believing when you hear it, even if you've heard it before.
Okay.
But even that doesn't mean that it's untrue.
Say it! Say it!
Just say it.
You always were the prize.
That is bullshit.
You might ask yourself, but then why did he not see it?
No, they're not. Women are not the prize. Rihanna in her prime was not the prize. Because let's be honest. What type of man would Rihanna in her prime have dealt with? A guy that she see as better than her. A dude with money, charisma, swagger, intelligence.
Etc, 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 etc.
And a man who would have, you know, took a bullet for her. That's always going to be the prize. All she would have did for that man was suck him and maybe make him a sandwich. So compare those two things. All the things I named about him and her sucking him and making him a sandwich. Who's the prize in that situation? The one who brings more to the table. And that's usually always going to be the man no matter what. So no woman is ever the prize no matter how fine she is, no matter how good of a job she has. Because even a woman who makes $250K, she wants a man who makes $450K so he can pay all the bills and she can hoard hers. So he's still going to be the prize. And even if a woman made $450K and got with a guy that worked at Burger King, there's something about that man that she looks up to.
Damn, skip me.
The only reason women want to be seen as a prize is so they can be seen as a prize to a higher value man. So even if we did want to say, okay, women who are willing to take care of their man financially, take a bullet for him, you know, X, Y, and Z, she's willing to do more for that man than he does for her. Even if we say those women are the prize, most women don't want to be that type of prize, if you know what I mean. If that start being the definition of a woman being a prize in a relationship, women will stop saying that word prize.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
Why did she not see it, or why did they not see it? They did. They just didn't want you to see it because that would give you the power to recognize that you did not need them.
What? What are you talking about?
This is all just gibberish. What the fuck is she talking about? If a person sees you as a prize, they're going to treat you like a prize. Point blank, period. But then again, if you're taking advice from women on TikTok, you deserve to be led astray.
How rude.
Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
When you've been single for a while, that the thought of a man even sleeping in your bed next to you actually irritates you. Like, you've gotten so comfortable, almost too comfortable with the fact of being alone. Like, and you get to the point where it's kind of scary because you're like, I don't need any male's attention whatsoever.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, People will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
But why are you talking about this? This shouldn't matter to you then. You don't care about men. You don't think about men. You don't look at men. None of this matters then. Why are you making this video is what I want to know. These are the things that women have to convince themselves of when they failed as a woman in the dating market.
The thought of being alone and by yourself is actually comforting, and you couldn't think of anything better. There is nothing a man could do for me that I haven't or can't do for myself. So you're now at the point of being single that you couldn't think of anything worse than being in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
No woman wants to bust her butt for 60 years just to pay bills and not have any, you know, companion. Most people on the planet want a companion, period. And anybody that tells you different is lying. Unless they're like 58, 65, and they're like, look, you know, my spouse passed and I just want to chill by myself for the rest of my day. I get that. But when you hear a, you know, 20-something-year-old, a 30-something-year-old, a 40-something-year-old trying to convince the world that, you know, I want to be completely by myself and just go to work and come home and be by myself and not have a partner in life for the next 40 or 50 years, it's just a lie. It's just a stupid fucking lie.
I feel like no one talks about being the friend in the friend group that is never looked at by boys. No one realizes how hard it is when you watch all of your friends like be in love and when you're out at bars and all the boys are all over them, but you're just standing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
The thought of being alone and by yourself is actually comforting, and you couldn't think of anything better. There is nothing a man could do for me that I haven't or can't do for myself.
I had to replay that to make sure I heard that correctly. That's why I replayed.
They're so stupid, and they're so unaware of self, they have no self-awareness. They'll make a video back-to-back and just contradict themselves completely. Like, she just made the other video, you know, yesterday. Or 6 hours ago. And she'll make this video and completely forget about or not care about the fact that she's saying the complete opposite of what she said in the last video. This is why I don't take them serious. I do not take most of them serious. But I knew she was lying. But thanks for confirming it, lady.
I'll ask you if you found anyone yet or if you're looking for anyone and you're just like, oh, like I'm working on my career. I'm working on myself. Like, no. Actually, just the girl that the boys don't look at. Not that that's the reason you go out or that's what you want. It's just frustrating when all of your friends are looked at that way and you have never been.
It makes no goddamn sense.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.